As boxing great Muhammad Ali is laid to rest today, we've learned of the death of another sports legend. Canadian hockey great Gordie Howe died today at the age of 88. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau remembered Howe today.
He was a gentleman, but he was also very much a tough guy. Showcased the best of what Canadians like to think of ourselves as. Highlighted both our national sport and our national identity on an international stage.
Howe played in more National Hockey League All-Star games than any other player in history, 23, and famously played right wing with the Detroit Red Wings. And he remains Mr. Hockey to a generation of fans. Steve Carmody from Here and Now contributor Michigan Radio has this remembrance.
Gordie Howe played hockey with an intensity he learned as a boy in Saskatoon during the Depression. In his 2014 autobiography, Howe wrote about playing for his school team, not on the right wing where generations of hockey fans were used to seeing him, but as a goalie. Howe credited his time in the net for making him ambidextrous. The ability to shoot equally well from the left and the right made Gordie Howe one of the greatest scorers in the history of the National Hockey League. By 1946, 18-year-old Gordie Howe was playing for the Detroit Red Wings. During the next quarter century, Howe's ability to score and his willingness to fight led to 4 Stanley Cup trophies, 6 National Hockey League scoring titles, and being named the league's most valuable player a half dozen times. Gordie Howe also racked up more than 2,000 minutes in the penalty box. In an interview for the Biography Channel, Howe talked about how he used his physical strength to intimidate other players on the ice.
If you learn to play a little rough and shade the rules a little bit, sometimes you get a little more respect. And respect gives you more room. And you get a little more room to maneuver, then you're going to be a better hockey player.
The hockey life did leave its scars. Broken bones, hundreds of stitches. The game took a physical toll on Gordie Howe. By his own count, his nose was broken 14 times. In the 1950 playoffs, he suffered a skull fracture that almost killed him. Gordie Howe retired in 1971 and was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1972. But by 1973, Gordie Howe was back on the ice. An offer to play alongside his sons and the fledgling World Hockey Association lured Gordie Howe out of retirement, and the legend held his own, skating against men half his age. Gordie Howe didn't hang up his skates for good until 1980, when he was 52 years old. Howe still holds several NHL records, including most seasons played, most regular season games played, and most seasons with 20 or more goals. He's also the only man to play in the NHL in 5 different decades. He even played in one minor league hockey game when he was 70. In 1998, the Hockey News ranked Gordie Howe as the 3rd best player in history, though many on that list say Gordie Howe was the best of all time. Michigan Radio sports commentator John Ubakin says Gordie Howe is the greatest sports icon in Michigan history.
In hockey, he's Babe Ruth. Yes, Babe Ruth's records have been surpassed, and so have Gordie Howe's by Wayne Gretzky in his case. But he was truly, and it's trademarked, Mr. Hockey. And no one else in the state of Michigan can come close to that icon status.
In his autobiography, Howe wrote that when he was asked why he played so long, he would reply, he never stopped loving the game. Many years after he stopped playing, his fans never stopped loving him. For Here and Now, I'm Steve Carmody.